Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, oh my God, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 22nd day of December, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is the live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 30 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 34 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's supposed to rain or snow, but it hasn't. I mean, it's been supposed to for a couple days now. Oh, we need more moisture, but shit, I hate the winter. I want to tell you, $1.7 trillion omnibus. I was just coming, fucking pull a word out of the goddamn alphabet, you know, out of the fucking dictionary. Oh, it's an omnibus spending bill. You're not making budgets anymore. This fucking corporation is not running in any form. Hey, was this what they sold you in those Federalist Papers? I go back and I'm in the Wayback Machine. I'm asking you, stupid son of a bitches, back then they sold you this shit. Spending package passed by the Senate, and we'll get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, I mean, these spending, do they have the consent of the people to be spending our fucking goddamn wealth on these fucking Ukrainians, on all this fucking goofy ass goddamn industrial war complex bullshit? They do not. They do not, because there is no constitution. There's never been a fucking constitution. We've never given them any goddamn such authority. And they haven't taken it through the common law, which is the only law that we can have our shit taken from us with. Through an individual filing by an individual against an individual. And every bit of the goddamn procedural due process followed, every I dotted, every T fucking crossed, and then a judgment from the goddamn common law jury signed by the head of the, by the foreman of the jury. They just fucking, they're sitting up there, these fucking communists, they have conquered your goddamn capital and your fucking, state house and your fucking White House. They've fucking sitting up there occupying fucking force of communists, and you're fucking sitting there watching it. All they did February 6th, oh my god, seven fucking people, when I first began this shit, I was writing for another fucking site, and I said it straight up then, I said, it's going to come down to our numbers versus their fucking mammon. And fucking, the numbers, fuck them. Can we remove them? Fuck, easy. We outnumber, I mean, what, 5,000 to 1? Hell yes, we can remove them. But it's the son of a bitches across this country with their fucking licenses making money. They don't care that it's a goddamn fraudulent fucking, corporation that they're operating under. All they care is that for that fucking, they worship that fucking dollar. And they don't care if they fucking fuck you out of your rights getting it either. These people are, you fuckers are gonna pay. Don't think you ain't. The Senate on Thursday voted to pass $1.7 trillion omnibus package that had previously hit a snag over immigration reform. What, these fucking other people from other countries? What the fuck are they doing in affecting our fucking body politic? What's the fucking ever if this ain't a goddamn invasion? Tell me that. They know it's a fucking invasion. They are fucking perpetrating the fucking invasion. They're training goddamn fucking third worlders in goddamn Indian reservations and fucking, they're bringing them into the goddamn towns and just dumping them in the fucking parking lots. And they're running in fucking packs now. Get ready, motherfuckers, because you're going to get the fight that you deserve because you didn't stop this shit down at the border. The past legislation provides Ukraine with $45 billion in additional military and economic aid and set economic aid for fucking Ukraine. A fucking people are living under goddamn freeway overpasses. American nationals that can trace their lineage back to before the beginning of this fucking country. With little kids out in the fucking cold. These fuckers, we made that clear yesterday. Who do they represent? Who did that goddamn fucking communist committee that got together in front of the Zelensky yesterday represent? They represent the fucking Ukraine. And if they get the goddamn army, they're taking our army is what they're fucking doing, is taking it over there, and it's going to be their fucking army. We ain't going to have no goddamn fucking armaments here. And it's goddamn American fucking cocksuckers, you son of a bitches down there in fucking South Carolina, and at the defense fucking plants. Are you getting your fucking wallets fat as you betray your fucking people? Are you? Is it worth it? I mean, as long as I get mine, you fucking sleazy fuckers will be the first to go down. If you had fucking communism, they're going after the traitors. You're fucking traitors to your fucking people. As long as I got some money in my wallet, I don't care about all them fucking people living under the underpasses. Fuck them. Well, fuck you. You wait till them goddamn millions stand up and they start fucking back. You wait till this jungle fucking bursts, you motherfuckers, and see if you can enjoy that fucking money on the run. Hiding. Cause we catch you, you get tried, you get fucking hung. You are committing goddamn treason against the fucking people and against the fucking Supreme Superior, absolute unalienable law of December 15, 1791. You sons of bitches. You goddamn, you industrial complex dick sucking son of a bitches. The only way you can make your money is killing kids. I guess that's what you'll do. You're fucking pathetic. You don't like it? Fucking do something about it. It also includes reforms to the Electoral Count Act in response to the January 6, 2021 attack on the fucking U.S. Cat. That was no fucking attack. When we attack... When the people attack, these fucking bunch of goddamn Trump tards, and this orchestrated fucking, Trump was in on that. Can't you guys, are you that dumb you can't see that? That's so that they could get their goddamn communist fucking committee up there with a fucking 30,000 fucking troops guarding it and all the fucking security in the fucking world to keep them safe while they're sitting in our country, taking our fucking country away from us because we're too fucking big of pussies to stop them. Economic aid for the Ukraine. That makes me want to fucking puke. You do not have my permission. I'm an individual free sovereign national. My name is Henry Shively. And you do not have my fucking consent to give any Ukrainian not one fucking dollar. Whatever you're going to give them, you fucking break it down until you find out how much of it's my money coming out of my goddamn fucking inheritance, my fucking heritage, and you fucking send it to me, you pricks. Your days are coming. You can bet on it. You know, people, I was listening to it was just like a commercial on something I was watching, and they were talking about heightened, I think it was about this shit, heightened security and what might have you. And they were, or maybe it was a YouTube video I was watching, but they were talking about, well, you got the Trump tards on one. They didn't say Trump tards, but the fucking whatever they call them, you know, the America, whatever it comes out to, fucking their anagram. And then you got Mega. Mega, yeah. Mega, and then you had the communists. And they were saying, you know, that they're getting a lot of threats and they're afraid another attack might fucking occur. But there's a third fucking element that has entered the fucking equation. And these, they don't know, quite know who they are, but they're fucking, they're people that are conspiracy theorists who want to fucking, who say the rights are being violated. Now that's the son of a bitches you better be afraid of, you son of a bitches. Bastards! People, I'm telling you, I'm getting emails from people saying, well, we've got trenches going everywhere. And, well, hey man, we all go together, we fuck them hard. Easy beans! But if we just want to sit back and watch them kill a few like the goddamn weavers and the fucking goddamn Branch Davidians, just want to watch them do a little massacre and stuff, we can do that from now until we're fucking down on our fucking knees kowtowing to a fucking gook. I don't aim to do that. But they did say a third. They wouldn't say, I wonder who that third group is. American nationals who aren't going to take this goddamn shit. Who have every fucking right to destroy your fucking ass. It is not insurrection to fucking take your goddamn capital back. This is fucking war. Our goddamn law stands supreme. Our jurisdictional authority stands supreme. And you are in violation of both. That means that you're at war with us. That means we can put bullets through your fucking heads. Got it? And I know you're gonna come out and you're investing. You're gonna cover 590 million square fucking miles. You fucking idiots. You know. You know what's gonna happen to you. And you goddamn, all you think about is how do we get that billion fucking Chinese that we've fucking ordered up and fucking the people paid for by moving their industry over to fucking China. How much do you think it costs to fucking bring a billion more people into your population? And they're all fucking Chinese. These ain't goddamn invaders from other fucking countries. They're Chinese. So at the same time that they were telling us, don't have kids. There's too many people on the earth. And the Georgia Guidestones, we're going to kill everybody down to fucking 500 million to serve us. You motherfucking son of a bitches had better fucking wake up. Because the fucking, when this bus loose, there ain't going to be no stopping it. I don't know nobody that doesn't want to rip you into fucking shreds with their bare fucking hands. Let alone the fact that we're the heaviest armed fucking, we're the biggest fucking army ever existed in the world ever. Times 10. And we sit here and take this goddamn shit from these punk bitch motherfuckers. It also includes reform to the Electrical Court Act, or Count Act, I'm sorry, in response to the January 6th, 21st fucking bullshit, fucking, false flag, cocksucking shit to get the goddamn, communists entrenched on Capitol Hill, right? We know who you are! And all you troops, any of you, I hope you, some of you fuckers are listening up there, you are gonna fucking hang for treason. You should be arresting those motherfuckers, not protecting those motherfuckers. You are not Americans. They probably all aren't. They're all probably fucking foreign. That's all they can fucking trust. I know when Obama was in there, when his fucking guard, his Marine guard, wasn't allowed to have a fucking clip in their goddamn gun. They couldn't have bullets. They were too afraid of someone wanted them to blow his fucking head off. Anyway, U.S. Capitol clarifying that the vice president does not have the power to overturn the results of a president. There ain't no fucking presidential election. Get that? See, that's just like the fucking constitutional amendment, constitutional right. Fuck you, it doesn't exist. It does not fucking exist. There is no goddamn election. And you know it. Those of you who have not unregistered, you are committing fucking blatant treason. You're doing it with malice and forethought. You will fucking hang. The Americans that do not come together as one fucking people of individual free sovereign nationals of this country and wipe these fuckers out, you go for the other side, motherfucker, and see where it gets you. Right now, see, they're so scared because of the mammon. They've got all the mammon, so they're so fucking scared. That's why everybody's so fucking scared. They got all the fucking mammon. You think you're scared of them? You wait until you see what we're going to do to you for the treason you've committed against us, against our law, against the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. See what we're going to do to you. And then when we turn, you'll be, oh, God, yes, I was really on the, yeah, you son of a bitch. Every fucking stroke on the computer is recorded. Every phone call is recorded. And we're going through those fucking recordings. And you fuckers that have, and you fucking, especially you pricks with the goddamn license, you goddamn government agents, the secret government agents. If you took goddamn money from somebody to fucking exercise their right, your fucking ass would hang for that. The package passed with a large bipartisan majority. I bet you it did. Because we all know that the Democrats and Republicans hate each other. They fucking, oh, God damn. Let's see what it was here. See how much they hated each other here. 68 to 29. See, they got to have 29 out there for the fucking controlled opposition. Some phony-ass fucking, oh, one more Republican. There is no Republicans. I'm going to tell you one more time. There are no fucking Democrats. There is no left, there is no right, there is no conservative, there is no fucking liberal. There is law or there is no law. Right now there is no law. How do you fucking like it? The only way you change it is not through fucking being a fucking idiot, letting somebody else do your thinking and fucking joining the party. I'm going to join an incorporated party because I'm an incorporated subject under the 14th Amendment and I'm too fucking stupid to breathe. That's why you're supposed to be able to think for yourself. You're supposed to be a fucking American. You're supposed to win. Yes, go ahead.
Man, both black and white, Republican and Democrats, after they have passed that, they cannot contain them smiles, man. They are so happy that over that money laundering is this bananas, my friend.
Oh, my God, I mean, dude. Wow. Look, they're sitting over there in Kiev, and they are fucking, they're cutting it up. I guarantee fucking to you. Selling the fucking god, the weaponry on the black market, but they are building Ukraine into a force to come and try and fucking take us. They think maybe them and China could do it. But they can give it a try. They don't know to what extent we'll go to, and our most intelligent fucking people already know what they're up to. And fucking there's being, I mean, you think we've just been sitting around on our asses? We ain't. You will fucking, you're going to find that every time you go around a fucking corner, somebody, just think about it, 590 square million square fucking miles. Every step you take, somebody could pull up a gun and pop you in the fucking head. Or else a bullet come through from 1,000 yards away from a fucking tree line or something and pop you in the fucking head. You motherfuckers are going to be hunted. Get used to the idea. And then when you go get your fucking chinks, when you go get your fucking billion fucking chinks, we will kill a billion fucking chinks and bury them in this ground and make it very fertile for the next fucking generation. I'm ready to fucking fight. If I die, I die. If I live, fine, I'm Samuel fucking Whittemore. But I will not fucking live like this. I will not be nobody's goddamn property. I will not fucking have Chuck over there think he fucking owns me. I'd love to have that motherfucker with my bare hands, just me and him. Come on, Chuck. You're fucking, you son of a bitch. You're younger than me, you motherfucker. Why don't you, see that fucker right there? I bet he had somebody jack him off when he was a little kid. I mean, they're fucking freaks. And the guy, you know, I was thinking quite strongly that, there were still, I mean, there are people over there that are just too goddamn stupid to fucking breathe the same air as the rest of us. And they fucking worship these mother... But why? Why do you fucking worship some... They're people like you. Same skin. Skin them alive. And skin a fucking one of your people alive. And fucking hang them there and see if you can tell where the fucking difference is. Where what twat you drop out of means you got... You think about that. You today, two kids are born. Or let's say the day that Kate Middleton's kid was born. Another kid was fucking born. What made her fucking kid automatically fucking filthy fucking rich, never have to fucking do, he not even itch his own balls for his whole fucking life, and the other kid will fucking slave and pay him for existing? That is retarded. And it's cowardly. Mostly cowardly. No person with any fucking pride would let somebody live by another's will. It's not how it fucking works. And you know, pride cometh before a fall. I'm tired of all this fucking shit. I really am. You ain't got no fucking guts. That's your fucking problem. You ain't got no fucking spine. Or you'd be fucking shooting those guns instead of polishing them. This is way past the, remember the intolerable acts? This is way past intolerable. How far are you gonna let them fucking go, huh? Man, is your dream that, well, Trump, he's gonna come out with that? You mean that lying, dirty, thieving, king of the fucking Jews motherfucker? Is that who you're talking about? Well, we're not impressed with him, and we're not impressed with his following. We'll wipe your asses off this fucking planet. We're the fucking people you don't hear about. We're the people, that's like, just like when they say, oh, there's a third element out there. Yeah, there is. Yeah, there's a third fucking element. They're goddamn American nationals, and this is our fucking country, you cocksuckers, and we'll kill every fucking one of you for violating our fucking law and trying to fucking usurp our fucking way of life. And you got it coming, and you're giving back everything. Fuck, I don't care. $38 billion here, that's $1.7 trillion fucking ominous spending bill. Go ahead. When the fucking lightning strikes your shit house, let's see how much of it you got. Let's see what you out there fucking digging in the dirt trying to grow a fucking dandelion stem so you don't starve to death. Because we're taking everything you motherfuckers have. Everything. Anybody, hey, you want to fucking think, oh, we'll get Russia up there. We'll get them up there. We'll fucking target them and fucking push the fucking buttons. That's what they're for. We will not be made subservient to any motherfucker on this earth. You better get that to your head. Bipartisan, 68, that means there was some bad Republicans. I mean, goddamn goofy, stupid, childish shit. That's what this is. You know that fucking boat ain't, whoever, I mean, there's probably 20-30% that represent this 68 to 29. Oh, well, it's the Congress, so I guess it's just, I don't know how many in there, 400 or something like that. But this is who's fucking taking all the goddamn money and leaving you destitute. Your fucking money. No, and I'm not a 14th Amendment fucking subject citizen. I do not owe your fucking debt, you motherfuckers, and I do not abide by your fucking goddamn whims. You are goddamn enemies of my fucking people. You're enemies of freedom. You're enemies of liberty. You're enemies of the Bill of Rights. And that Bill of Rights, under that fucking law, we will crush you to the fucking ground and then into it. The omnibus, I love that, omnibus bill. I mean, just say the fucking rip-off motherfucking, two-bit fucking con man bill represents one of several major bipartisan legislation accomplishments by President fucking Fitz. Right in your face, Biden. All you, but nobody fucks with us. I'll spit right in your fucking face, bitch. And then I'll take your son and I'll spit right in his fucking face, bitch. Only thing that, you know, you have to have a fucking army around your shit pants ass for you to even, as you step up and run your fucking mouth. When it breaks loose, that fucking army ain't gonna wanna be there. Cause they're gonna get fucking slaughtered. They will be, and anybody that directs a foreign army, God help your ass if we get a hold of you. When we get a hold of you, we will make examples of you, son of a bitches. Represents one of several major bipartisan legislation accomplishments by Biden's first 2 years in office. That motherfucker couldn't fucking, I don't know, I don't think he could play with a goddamn block. He's a fucking retard. He's fucking, his brain's gone. They've got him sobered up real good, and they've got him till he can fucking almost make his lines, but then every once in a while he gets lost on a 20 by 30 fucking stage and don't know how to get out. This is not the representative. The majority of the fucking people in this country would fucking hang that son of a bitch in a New York second, and they know it. When you have your fucking vote with 30% turnout, you ain't got a fucking majority, son of a bitch. The majority's saying no by not participating. And the people that, if you've had enough of this shit and you're really truly gonna fight, I'm registered to vote. Let them know I'm done playing. I'm not gonna play these fucking childish games with you motherfucker. This is for the fall of the fucking potatoes and we're gonna fucking wipe your ass out. You're getting the fuck out of our country. All of you. Out. Everybody who came here, no, you're not, there's no legitimacy, there's no, you, nobody, we can legalize you. Nobody can. You have to sue every fucking American national before you can get in this country lawfully, by our law. We'll decide who fucking stays and who fucking goes, and I'll tell you what, you motherfucking foreign son of a bitches, you're gonna go. You'll go or we'll kill you. And bury you with the chinks that we have buried in the ground. Or burned at the stake. The package passed with a large 6929 wrapping up the Senate's legislative business. We don't want this. Hey, when did they last ask the fucking people? They're supposed to be, under the original fucking, there's never been a constitution. But under the original lie of the Federalists, they were supposed to make a budget for every fucking year. They were supposed to pass a budget every fucking year. And now we got omnibus, they found this word omnibus fucking spending. Fucking 6 months, 1.6 trillion. I remember when the national debt reached a trillion under Ronald Reagan. And everybody was like, well, we're fucking finished. We can't, oh God, a trillion fucking dollars in debt. How? Oh, because he built the fucking armed forces up, didn't he? I mean, that's exactly what that son of a bitch did. You couldn't, there wasn't no wars. There wasn't no money for the industrial war complex. And you fuckers, we're going to cut your dicks off and stick them in your fucking mouth and then cut your throat. You son of a bitches. We know what we know who's at the bottom of this and we ain't a fucking afraid of you. You pathetic cocksuckers. But the omnibus spending bill, that this isn't even going to take us through 12 fucking months. You guys understand that? You start spending money out of your fucking wallet. You got a credit card. And you spend all the money out of your wallet. You start on the credit card. You go with the credit card and you keep spending money you don't got and you can't get. Oh, I'll borrow some more over here. I'll borrow. And then you go and you borrow from somebody else before this credit card puts you to a point so you can't borrow. I know you borrow against that and borrow against that. It's a fucking scam. It's always been. Fucking silver and gold minted. Debt free. That's what we're supposed to have. We don't have it. That ain't all we don't have. I can make a list as big as this fucking wall in front of me of what we don't have that we're supposed to have, and not making sure that they're stealing it is violating our fucking law to the point of fucking treason and sedition, and fuck, that's a hanging offense. You son of a bitches, pretend that our goddamn Bill of Rights ain't there. I mean, you think about when this whole goddamn thing started out, April 19th, 1775. And we're going to go down to Concord there and confiscate. They got some cannon and stuff up there. We're going to go take it from them. No, they weren't. They knew they weren't. They were coming to fucking test us to start a war. And we fucking gave them, we fed them their fucking lunch. We sent them back to Boston and bombed them out of fucking Boston with fucking cannon. And then, a year and three months later, here come the aristocrats that were the pricks that we were originally fucking, rose up against. Cause they were the king's men in this goddamn country. You gotta keep that in mind, it was still Britain. And those were the king's men, people that, oh god, that John Hancock. You know that cocksucker ended up with a goddamn pension, an army pension. He was given a commission. He wasn't no fucking soldier. He didn't know shit. So that shows to show you all through this fucking war that they call the fucking revolution, these motherfuckers were the same son of a bitches that had caused the fucking trouble. Why in the hell didn't the goddamn true patriots, the people who had went go out there and do the real fucking killing, kill those son of a bitches? Well, you need our money. Boom. Got it. Not a problem. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Hey, when was the last time you sat down and had dinner with your kids? Talked about what's going on in their lives. When's the last time you just stopped and helped somebody out? I bet you can't remember. What a lot of people are saying, we'll change it for the better, but that don't interest me. I like the simple life the way it used to be. We left our doors wide open. I wanna get up Sunday morning and go fishing with my boy. Watch the sunset kick back in my yard. Take my Harley on a real long lazy Sunday drive and do a little more nothing once in a while. Yeah, maybe kick my feet up, watch an old rerun on TV, laughing with old Barney.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and that was Lynyrd Skynyrd with The Simple Life. I really don't like the new Skynyrd that much, but, you know, there's a lot of chump-tard shit, but I kind of like that song, so I wanted to hear it. So what the fuck? I didn't get it recorded long enough. I have to fix that. All right, we were on 1.7. Well, let's go to the next one. Congress gives itself a Christmas present. No. All the little kids living under the goddamn underpasses that are—they're going to get a fucking piece of chewing gum for fucking Christmas. Are all this fucking Christmas shit's—it's down the tube anyway, I believe. I mean, what are you talking about? One fucking day when most people have to fucking work, and then the next—if you don't have to work, then you're sure as hell going to work the next day. You can't even get fucking drunk. You can't do goddamn thing. It's just a fucking goddamn commercial fucking goddamn grab. Everybody should fucking boycott it. Break the son of a bitches. Anyway, one of the biggest spending, this is from Fox News. One of the biggest spending increases in the $1.7 trillion spending bill that Congress is hoping to pass this week is funding for Congress itself. The bill includes across the board increases for every federal entity, including the legislative branch, which would see a 16.5% funding boost if the bill becomes law, and it's already passed the Senate. The increase for Congress is second only to the funding for military construction and veterans, which get a 20.9% bump, according to an analysis from the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. Why do I got to pay for these fucking veterans? They never fucking fought for me. They were never a part of a fucking army for a declared war by a Congress. Like, they, I mean, that's what it was supposed to be, wasn't it? That what the Federalists told you? Those lying pieces of shit that they're fucking, their progeny are the lying pieces of shit talking to you now? You can't even get nobody to go in their faggot fucking army no more. I felt bad for the Vietnam vets that were fucking drafted and got fucking injured and hurt, you know, because they didn't want to fucking go over there and to that money war. They're all just fucking moves on a goddamn big game of risk, people. That's all this shit is. And our lives are just fucking, they're not even, they don't even see us as human beings. Why should we allow them to exist on this planet? They are a scourge. They need to be fucking eliminated. Bad. Total legislative branch of funding would be $6.9 billion. $6.9 billion for fucking what? For not enforcing one fucking goddamn... It's not law, it's policy. That's all they could ever write. That's all the goddamn jurisdiction that they had in the fucking federal apparatus, what was going to be the federal government, was to fucking do nothing. There's really not $6.9 billion for what? So that fucking Biden can go, I'm reaching in my pocket here, I got some $6.9 billion. That's a stick in his fucking pocket. All of this fucking money is going in some fucking cocksucking thieving son of a bitch's pocket. You know that, don't you? Of course you do. When your belly start fucking growling, you're going to start thinking a little different about this shit. I do believe that there are people are out there, and I believe there are people, numbers are fucking exploding. And I believe the people that are doing something is exploding. They don't want to talk about it, man. The day they do, then it becomes real and everybody gets to listen. Everybody gets to hear the fucking truth. And once they hear the truth, man, I would not want to be one of these motherfuckers, would you? I think I'd be calling on my billion Chinese to come over here and die. That's what you're going to do, Chinaman. You come over here, you fucking die. You'll die the death of a dog. Of course, they'll kill you over there if you don't come. Poor Chinaman. 20.9% bump, according to analysis from the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget. Total legislative branch funding would be $6.9 billion for the fiscal year, up $975 million from last year. Up $975 million from last year. They think, I mean, they just you know, they threw a million, I mean, to me when I was growing up, it was, God, if you ever had $1 million, you would never have to work or anything. I mean, you were off the charts. Now $1 million, it just ain't what it used to be. And then they started that billion thing. It was a billion and a fucking billion, you know, if you can understand what an incredible amount that is. But that's what they're stealing from you. They've been stealing that from you every day that we've done this fucking broadcast. Billions out your fucking ports to the fucking Chinese, to the goddamn international communists that are running this fucking country. And yeah, at Capitol Hill should be taken back. And not some people throwing things and protest signs and shoot a fucking innocent girl in the fucking head and kill her kind of fucking shit. Just go there like, you fucking, 5 million fucking people just walk in there and fucking take them and hang them. Ain't a goddamn thing they could do about it. Because it's our fucking country, our fucking jurisdiction. 5 million go in there and set up common law courts and start dragging those fuckers out of the halls of Congress and charging them. Fucking can, and convicting them and fucking hanging them. Have goddamn gallows 50 miles fucking long. One fucking pull of the lever, 50 of them would be fucking gone. 60, 1,000. You're going to need a lot of fucking hanging. I ain't kidding you on that. The bulk of the increase would go towards safety and security. And the bill makes it clear that lawmakers are worried about the prospect of another January 6th style attack on Capitol Hill. That was no fucking attack. If it had been an attack, you'd been wiped fucking out. You didn't have nobody to stop it. That's why you had the security lax. That's why you had FBI and fucking ATF fucking agents as a part of your fucking little coup that wasn't a fucking coup. There was a coup. It was a communist coup, and it was successful. They turned out just like they wanted it to. Now they're up there with goddamn fucking protection around them, fucking bankrupting our goddamn, well, our country's already bankrupt, but thinking they're, I mean, you ain't getting none of no goddamn money. I mean, you're not going to get no resource. You send people, you send gooks here and you tell them there's 50,000 acres that's a growing land. Well, it's kind of hard to get through a day's work with fucking bullets fucking striking somebody just every once in a while now, isn't it? And you're talking rural country. You come into the rural areas, you motherfuckers, you ain't going to like it. 16.5 funding boost if the bill becomes law. The increase for Congress is second only to funding for military construction. Total legislative branch funding would be $6.9 billion. We did that. For example, more than half of the increase for Congress would go to the architect of the Capitol, which maintains buildings on the Capitol complex. This funding includes $403 million, an increase of $341 million. That's quite a fucking increase, ain't it, people? They are stealing hand over fist right in front of your face, standing behind their wall of communist soldiers, and you're fucking letting them. I mean, we don't, fucking 3 or 4 million of us. Just wherever you're at, if you can reach fucking there by walking, 3 or 4 million of us can. Reach it, just fucking load your gun, take some extra ammo, fucking just head straight for that son of a bitch and just like ants, go over top of them motherfuckers, kill every goddamn one of them, put up the goddamn common law courts, fucking try them, hang them, and leave their bodies hanging in the fucking street. You think we can't do it, fuckers? You know we can. That's why they are in such fear. That's why they're moving so fast and doing such stupid fucking shit. They're trying to get goddamn Ukraine built up so it can be a force to be used against us. Same with fucking China. You'll hear them bitching about China in one fucking breath, and the next breath they're fucking handing over secrets and bringing in, and we're paying for their goddamn kids to go to school when our people are living under fucking bridges, people. How big a pussy you got to be for that when you're armed to the teeth? For the Capitol Police building grounds and security to support significant enhancement to the physical security of the Capitol complex as a result of the security recommendations made after the January 6th. I don't want to hear about that, Jay. That was phony. I've seen bigger fucking fights at a goddamn stock car race. I swear to God I have. I've seen more people involved in a fight at a stock car fucking race. And the people that done it were suckers. Or they got suckered in by fucking goddamn FBI that was mixed. I'm an undercover FBI agent. Let's go over there and break a fucking window. No, let's go over there and let's take these motherfuckers all out and hang them. We always talk about hundreds of thousands, and they talk about 150,000. That's a lot of goddamn people, and it is a lot of people. Like, there's 150,000 troops from Rudy. Why don't you try about 3 million fucking troops coming down on your fucking ass? And that's nothing to us. All of them fucking armed to the fucking teeth. And you think you're going to get a pilot to shoot at them? Their fucking family would be dead before they got home. And you know it. They know it. And not to mention, the fucking... Any one of them that's a man's done walked away from that fucking horse shit. All we'd be facing is fucking high hills. Attack on the Capitol, according to the Senate summary of the bill. The U.S. Capitol Police would get a 21% increase to $734.5 million. 21% increase. People are getting wage cuts. They're cutting goddamn employees in this country and replacing them with fucking foreigners by the tens of millions. And just to even write this out, I mean, Brave, who wrote this son of a bitch come from Fox News? I bet you the son of a bitch has his name hid. You knew about this and you didn't do nothing, you son of a bitch? The U.S. Capitol Police would get, okay, we did that. Based on a significant increase in threats made against members of Congress, the bill provides $9.5 million to enhance the investigative and protection ability. 590 million square miles, motherfuckers. You're going to have to spread yourself a little thin there. And when you get yourself spread thin, you'll find yourself spread like fucking goddamn peanut butter on the fucking ground. You're fucking with the bull. Ability of the department in order to protect the legislative process. No, it's not the legislative process. It's the goddamn communist occupation in fucking Washington, D.C., and it fucking is by definition. It is! Nobody can deny it. That's why they're playing this fucking January 6th and this fucking COVID-19 doesn't exist. Fucking how, if people weren't so goddamn nimble-minded. And to provide the ability of members of Congress to carry out their constitutional responsibilities. You don't got a constitution, you son of a bitch and goddamn. You're a private fucking contractor sitting in a fiduciary position that you can't sit in. In 1871, you made a fucking corporation out of a fucking republic. And then claim that you own the fucking people as a part of the goddamn assets of that fucking corporation. You think you own me, you son of a bitch? Come a collecting. When you come at us, we're going to rip your fucking goddamn. There's so many. If you went, I think they know. I don't think they're sleeping well. They have to know the hate and how much they're despised out here. When we're watching them do this fucking shit, as we watch our people fucking do without. These cocksuckers do not represent us. That God, like I said, that fucking communist committee that fucking Zelensky spoke in front of yesterday, who do they represent? Fucking Ukraine. It's just like when we talk about the goddamn invasion across our southern border being assisted by everybody down there pretty much that works the fucking border patrol, they were fucking the same fucking wetbacks fucking 3 or 4 years ago. And now they just put the suits on and help their brethren across the goddamn river. You think we're fucking blind? No, we're not blind. It's just cowardly. I mean, you talk about the cowardly line. This is fucking cowardly. It should have been stopped at the border. Now you get a fight. Hey, I've been looking around. These motherfuckers, they're ganging up. Ganging up. Better have plenty of bullets. Better have plenty of guns. You'll be having to shoot. I mean, these people are going to come fuck with you. Because now, like I said, when they first came here, it was a man and his wife and his little children. And they were looking for a better life. That's all, just looking for a better life. And then you get enough of them in here and they start ganging up. And they're looking to take your fucking life. You want to play machetes, motherfuckers? We play machetes. I mean, they always show, that's why they showed all that shit from the Middle East. You know, people cutting people's head off. Fuck you, what's a big fucking deal about that? That's supposed to scare us? Because you can take somebody whose hands are tied and feet are tied and you can cut their head off. Anybody can fucking do that. And when you fucking meet the fucking Americans, you're going to go, Jesus, God Almighty, we didn't fucking have a clue. Because you don't have a clue. You do not know what you are facing, but I'm telling you right now, you are some stupid son of a bitches. Go ahead, fucking write out the checks all you fucking want. We're taking every bit of it back. You're going to hang, you're going to die on the gallows, and we're taking everything you got. And your children, hey man, you've practiced goddamn corruption of blood on our fucking children. We're going to practice it on yours. They're going to be fucking enslaved for fucking 4 or 5 generations to pay back what you fucking spent. You got that, motherfucker? You ain't just going to go out there and sit somewhere safe in a bunker or something. Go in a bunker. Cement? I mean, how big a fucking cement mound do we got to make to encase your ass in there? And then you can stay in there until you smother to death because we'll plug the fucking air holes. If there's a way in there, we'll just fucking blow you up. You stupid pricks. I mean, it's always these pencil neck son of a bitches like that. Goddamn one I hate the most. But you watch them when they come, like, are you even like goddamn Biden come up? Look, he's like got some tough guy look on his fucking face. I guarantee you, I swear to you, on my brother's grave, I walk up to him and slap him across the face so fucking hard he'll hit the fucking ground and he'll lay there and cry like a fucking baby. They're not tough guys. Look at him. Blumenthal, that cocksucker, tries to look tough. Who the fuck, you couldn't whip a fucking 14-year-old girl here in Joliquin. She'd beat the shit out of your ass. You're not tough. You think you can take our own resources and hire somebody tough, but this is a hell of a job to take on. I mean, every time you go out the fucking door, first thing they're going to try and bring as many as they can from other countries so they can leave their families over there. And I've talked to people, they say, well, then they'll just take the drones and they'll bomb us. Do it. And the fucking drone pilots and their families get fucking burned alive in their fucking houses. Go ahead with us, motherfuckers! And then they say, well, then they'll just do it from Israel. Really? We got a fucking solution for that, too. You ain't going to like it. I won't tell you what it is. It's a secret. But I'll bet you that it fucking stops forthwith. So give it a fucking go. I mean, be somebody. Fucking go out there and be all you can fucking be and see if you can fucking take America out. Because we're ready to fucking fight your fucking ass, you punk bitch motherfuckers. The U.S. Capitol Police would get 21%. Okay, based on significant increase in threats made, we did that. The bill continues $2 million to provide off-campus security for members of response to evolving and growing threats. I mean, so how many? 590 million square miles, motherfucker. And every inch, every fucking place you go here, you got enemies. You got enemies that hate you so fucking bad, they'd do horrible things. Good people who wouldn't even fucking harm a fly under normal conditions, but they want to take your fucking skin off right now, you motherfuckers. You think you can do this, doesn't you think we're punks? You'll find out fucking different. Senator Jack Reed, Democrat, Rhode Island, who chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee on the legislative branch, said a key aim of the bill is to protect the Capitol complex. Yeah, you mean the one that's under fucking communist fucking occupation right now? Because it, by God, is. And you find the fucking soldiers, you look at them cocksuckers, you get a good look at them, take pictures of them. Those motherfuckers are goddamn communist fucking goddamn soldiers. Protecting fucking a communist goddamn fucking committee regime, which it was a fucking coup on February 6th. The fucking communists took the goddamn Capitol Hill. That's when the barbed wire went up and all this stuff because they knew they better have fucking, well, they knew right then that what they were fixing to do was going to cause fucking war. That's why they're wanting to fucking really try to, you can't protect yourself from 100 million fucking people, even 40 million. 40 million people decide to fucking level fucking D.C. It's fucking leveled. There ain't a goddamn thing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. And then we go and we'll take care of each goddamn state house right down the fucking line, fucking set up the common law courts, fucking hang the fucking traitors, and then go after some more. Until we get this country under our control and we get our nuclear arsenal under our fucking control. And then you're going to see some fucking action. Then you're going to fucking, then the payback begins, you sons of bitches. Think you're going to, I mean, what have you killed off about 60 million people across the world? They got with their shot. I mean, the little things like these shot. This is how these punk communists fight. They ain't never fucking fought nobody. Even when they was a little kid, they weren't even tough enough to fight over toys. They're little punk bitch motherfuckers that are causing all this fucking problem. That are fucking with you and me? Really? I don't know how you consider yourself, but I fuck with me and I'll fucking knock you out, you old prick. Especially somebody like Blumenthal. I don't want to punch him. I want to open hand slap him. It's to show what cunts they are. Just drop them in the fucking street with an overhand slap and watch them film it as they're peeing themselves. Because they would. These are the ones walking around acting like they're tough. Well, we're going to do this. You're going to do that. And we'll come in your house. You come in my fucking house, motherfucker. Be the last fucking act. It might be my last fucking act, but it'll, by God, sure, I'll try to kill every goddamn one of you I can. I will fucking, I mean, this is why there's talking here in Oregon about, you know, enforcing that 114, which they've already put in fucking hold and all this shit. But well, they have to go to the state police because the sheriffs claim they won't have nothing to do with it. And they're getting, and even when they did, everybody said, you're just a bunch of fucking goddamn traitors anyway. And they are. They're union members. They're not fucking employees of We the People. We don't fucking employ through fucking unions. You fucking vote, you get voted into fucking office. And they know they're going to have to take it on the fucking road. And God damn, have you seen, Oregon is a big state. I mean, it's nothing, it's not as big as Texas or Alaska, but Oregon is a big fucking state. And most of it's rural. And I mean, imagine everywhere you go. An open fire zone, open fucking sniper zone. You motherfuckers have declared war on us. You coming after our fucking shit? Well, fucking, and not to mention, while you're fucking here, the people in the goddamn cities don't want this shit here. You can ask them. I don't know where in the fuck they think they got their 50.8 fucking percent vote, but I can't find it. I don't see it no fucking where. This is one of the biggest frauds they've ever committed in the state of Oregon. That's saying something, buddy. They printed up those fucking ballots and they dismissed that fucking, well, they got that big pile of ballots so they can bring your ballot up. You want to look at it, but it didn't get voted that way because it's all a fucking scam. The vote's always been a fucking scam. We never needed this shit. We didn't need their fucking constitution. That was just fucking just some guys just decided, how about me and Fred and Ted and John, fucking, we just get together and we just start writing shit down and saying it's the fucking law. Oh, wait a minute, you ain't gonna be it? Well, we'll hire Fat Lou and fucking, Johnny the fucking, hands and all, you know, some of our gangster buddies and fucking enforce that fucking law on you. I guess I'm gonna have to get my goddamn gun out and shoot some goddamn criminals in, ain't I? Because that's what that is. We have goddamn rights and we, by God, we'll defend them. You're gonna find out, it's gonna be the hard way. They want it the fucking hard way, guys. They want it the hard way. I'm going to take the headlines here. Biden announces additional $1.85 billion in military aid to Ukraine as Zelensky arrives to red carpet welcome. Oh, by the way, you can have another $1.8 billion? Why our people sleep under little kids. Our people! You got no goddamn pride? It has a. I had a big list here of the shit that they're putting up there. They're going to put this money in their fucking goddamn offshore fucking accounts in goddamn Switzerland. Switzerland's going down this time too. You ain't going to avoid the war this time. You think you're fucking bad, motherfuckers? We'll fucking see how bad you are. It so happens that my great first grandfather on my dad's side came from Switzerland, and they were considered the meanest motherfucking mercenaries on the planet. I'll take your ass on, motherfucker. You ain't getting out of this. You dirty son of a bitches have been in the middle of it all along, and you're going to answer this. We'll put a bomb on you. We'll blow fucking Switzerland off the goddamn map. We're sick of you, son of a bitches, and you better back up away from us, because we're ready to fucking take you fucking head off. Anyways, guys, that's a day's worth of bitching, but still, again, irrelevant. It's all irrelevant. We have pedophilia. Pedophilia is enough to kill them all over anyway. And they're all fucking pedophiles. So when we sit here and we try and we look at these and we read articles and we comment and we everything else, it still sets as it sets. And that is that it is goddamn, it's fucking pedophilia. We let them fucking do unspeakable things to little children. We have no, how can you fucking even claim any pride? I'm ashamed I'm an American. I'm ashamed that my people let this fucking go on. I'm ashamed they set and polish fucking guns they should be shooting. I'm fucking ashamed. For myself. If all it took was one man to die, and I'd go down the street and die right now. I got fucking at least that much goddamn balls. And I have fought these fuckers, at least. All my fucking, what, 30 years, 40 years of my fucking life? What have you done? I think you guys out there are doing some shit, though, man. I got to tell you, you guys that are, man, fucking, man, I salute you. Keep it up. Make it worse. Every fucking inch of this 590 million square miles should be fucking goddamn, there should be something happening bad to them sitting there. Because they can't cover it. They can't cover it with even one man. You see what I'm saying? Numbers! I said in the beginning, it would be our numbers against the fucking mammon. Their mammon. Our mammon they stole, actually. Just think about it a little bit. That's the word from the trenches. I'm gonna do it.